a lot of parents, and this might sound cliche, but it's true, they see their children as accolades, as trophies, you know, that they maybe didn't achieve things with their own lives that they want their kids to do. And that is really wrong. You cannot put your, you know, expectations on your children. You should just provide them a framework in which they should, you know, reach their full potential. But I've seen that a lot of parents, they put a lot of pressure on their children. They make them study too much. They make them worried about their future. They put their own worries on, they project their own worries onto the children. And that isn't good at all.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the Learn and Unlearn podcast. In today's episode, I am talking to Kian Godwani, founder of Happy Inc. Happy Inc. is a free online peer counseling service for teenagers. Let's get started. Welcome, Kian.
Thank you, Gautam, for having me here.
Can you please tell us about the vision behind launching Happy Inc.?
So last year, I was in a really bad place and I needed some counseling. And while counseling did help me, I found the whole process of seeking help to be super complicated and distressing. I mean, just to get into that room with my counselor, I had to fill forms, go through various procedures, ask my parents to drive me back and forth to that center. And doing that week after week took a toll not only on me, but on my family as well. In fact, thousands of teenagers aren't able to get the help they deserve because of this overwhelming and complicated process. And that's why Happy Inc. was launched. So Happy Inc. is a free online peer counseling service where teenagers in distress can talk, vent, and express themselves with our team of helpers who'll be there to listen to them and understand them, all while passing no judgment at all. We've also ensured that the process to connect our help seekers with their helpers is super simple, and we connect them within 3 steps. And the whole process is very simple. Our website has been designed aesthetically to make sure that our help seeker is as comfortable as they can be, and they can get the help without having to jump through a lot of hurdles. So the vision behind Happy Inc. is to really help every single teenager out there. You know, being a teenager isn't easy. It's sort of a roller coaster ride, and we have to do so many things. We have to balance our personal relationships, figure out what we want to do with our life, and we just want to support them during that rocky journey. So hopefully we plan to change the world one smile at a time. That's our vision.
That's a wonderful initiative.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you see any pattern or common reasons why you get calls?
Yeah, so there are 3 main reasons why teenagers come to us. The first is because of the stress caused by the education system. You know, I feel that India's education system is not a system, but more of an industry where students just come and go and they write their exams and their mettle is just judged by marks on a paper, and that isn't how it should be. So all that's happening in our education system is teachers are rushing to finish portions, students are racing to catch them up, they're mugging whatever's in the textbook, throwing them up in the exams, and just mentally getting destroyed by that whole process. So the first issue would be the education system of India. And it's really not the students or the teachers' fault, it's just the system. It's a very incompetent and horrible system, I'd say. And the second reason is relationships. Because, you know, I mean, I'm a teenager myself, and there's a lot of hormonal changes. We begin to feel differently. Everything becomes different. So, you know, life doesn't change, but we are changing. And dealing with that is very difficult. So we have to handle our personal relationships with our family. We might get girlfriends or boyfriends. And dealing with that might seem very scary. And some people are broken by them. And some people feel that they don't feel much, and that worries them. So there's a lot going on relationships-wise. And the third is that many are scared of what's going to happen to them in the future. You know, we have to decide what happens with our life, and we have to figure out our career path. We need to figure out which college we're going to. And just figuring all of that out while dealing with such a stressful time is not easy at all. I mean, I was at one point so hopeless that I thought I'd probably just become, you know, a driver or something like that. But now, you know, now that I've spoken about it with someone, it's really helped me a lot. So through Happy Inc., our main aim is to just get teenagers to talk about their problems and open up fully. Because when you open up, you yourself begin to, you know, come up with solutions to your own problems and begin to understand what's happening. So that's what we want to do. We want to provide a space where teenagers can vent their frustrations safely, anonymously, and for free. And we will listen and help them navigate through this rocky phase.
Wonderful. What do you think is the role of parents and teachers in preventing or addressing some of these issues?
So I think the parents play a very, very big role. I was lucky because I have a very supportive and understanding family. But I've seen that a lot of parents, and this might sound cliche, but it's true, they see their children as accolades, as trophies, you know, that they maybe didn't achieve things with their own lives that they want their kids to do. And that is really wrong. You cannot put your, you know, expectations on your children. You should just provide them a framework in which they should, you know, reach their full potential. But I've seen that a lot of parents, they put a lot of pressure on their children. They make them study too much. They make them worried about their future. They put their own worries on, they project their own worries onto the children. And that isn't good at all. I mean, there have been times when my parents too have made mistakes, but we've had open conversations about it. So families should, you know, be open about their feelings and what's happening so that they can progress. I mean, you know, no parent is going to be perfect, but they can learn. And I feel that sometimes parents, you know, they stereotype what teenagers go through as just being a teenager. But no, they should understand us as humans and help us go through this difficult phase. And they should, you know, provide us a framework through which we can pursue our passions and reach our full potential. So definitely our parents play a huge role in helping us become the adults that we can be in the future. And as for teachers, they should do their best to make us love whatever they're teaching instead of just racing to finish the portion. I'd say that their influence on us is pretty limited because we don't interact with them the entire day. But they do play a good role. I mean, I had a great economics teacher, and because of that, that's the subject I want to pursue. So parents should provide a framework in which their children could grow and be understanding, and teachers should just teach their subjects instead of racing to complete portions. I mean, and that's what... And through Happy Inc., we try to tell teenagers to talk about their feelings to their parents. But the problem is that many of their parents are not understanding at all. They've tried, but, you know, to no success. So I hope that whoever's listening to this and whoever's a parent who's listening to this will, you know, start to provide a good framework for their children to grow.
And I think there has never been a better time than now. So it's not just that you have to get into a job now. And there are various avenues and you can pursue your passion and make money out of it.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think it had ever existed in the history of mankind.
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing. Now our time has become more valuable than money. And I think that's a great feature of the 21st century. And people can actually pursue what they love. I mean, on our website, in our Happy blog, we don't have just articles. We have places where people share their musical talents and theatrical talents and so on. So I think, yeah, it's a great time for people to grow and do what they love.
True.
Yeah.
There is a lot of mindset change required as well.
Yeah, I mean, the world is only open if people think it's a great place to grow, right? I mean, if people keep perceiving the world as just an opportunity to become an engineer or a doctor, that's all that's going to happen. So they need to see that they can be artists and still be very successful. So that is what has to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you think there are any topics or life lessons that should ideally be part of the formal education system, but they aren't?
I mean, there would be so many to list, but... I think what our Indian education system fails to do is make good people. I'm not saying that Indians are bad people. We're great people. I mean, I think all of us turn out very well eventually. But I feel the system does not address that. I think the focus is only on, you know, learning and finishing textbooks and getting students to do like 10-page homeworks and mindless assignments. But students are not really learning outside the classroom. There's no time for sports. There's no time for hobbies. There's no time for extracurriculars. And I was lucky that way because instead of studying in a typical day school, I study in a boarding school. And boarding schools provide that framework where students can grow outside the classroom. But I see my friends in day schools, and for them, it's just go to school, study, come back home in tuitions. And that just is so stressful. And they just end up coming up to our website and just talking to about how they feel trapped in such a system. So I feel that the system should, you know, really expand its roots and allow students to grow holistically.
Very true. I don't see much difference between when I studied and now.
Exactly. That is very true. The system has not changed at all. And in fact, it's become much worse, I would say. Because I myself am a student. I'm in the 12th grade. I'll be writing my board exams in March. And the government, the CBSE board, at least has failed to change in these times. They failed to address it. They've been very clueless as to what to do, I would say. And because of their uncertainty, we students have had to, you know, just study even harder in such difficult times. And that is just frustrating all of us out. I too am really stressed and frustrated about what's to come because I don't even know what's going to come.
What are the plans for the expansion or diversification of Happening?
So from here on out, we're looking to do two things, diversify our services and port them to an app. So what we plan to do is we are planning to build our own app and launch it by December of next year. And through our app, we will do three things. Our normal helper service will be offered as usual. It will be free for all teenagers to access. And then for those people who feel that they need professional help, we will also offer professional therapy and counseling at a very low price so that teenagers who need them can get them without having to, you know, go through the hoops that is required in seeking physical help. And finally, we will introduce our Happy Feed, which will be a safer version of social media where teenagers can interact with content and curate what they see. So that will remove all the toxic problems caused by today's social media. So it will be a very safe space with good vibes where teenagers can just, you know, chill, relax, and be happy and share what they love and make a small impact.
Mm-hmm. How are you reaching out to teens? For example, are you reaching out to any colleges?
So for now, since this entire organization is run by teenagers, we've just been using, you know, modern ways like social media marketing, collaborations with organizations like FamPay. And also we've been featured in a lot of newspapers like the Deccan Herald and Indian Express. So I guess I'd say social media marketing and word of mouth has been really helpful in the marketing side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Kian, for sharing your thoughts. Yeah, I wish you all the best.
Thank you for having me here. It's a great honor to be on your podcast. So thank you.
Thanks a lot for listening. Please share this episode and let me know your thoughts. This is Gautam signing out. Until we meet again.